on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great good day to you, overlooking Oahu's South Shore. It is time for the Golf Club, Saturday on March 24th. In the clubhouse this morning, this afternoon, this evening, depending on when you're listening, Bob Bubka, voice of golf from Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. He's the co-host of the Grill Room as well. Alex Maselli, Golf Week senior writer, Golf Channel contributor, and he's also at the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill, and he's also co-host of the Grill Room, and he's also in the show On the Range on Golf Channel. We'll get some insight about what it's like being on the range. Will Carswell, the national sales manager of Yonex USA, will be with us, and Craig Sasada, director of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course. But first, let's thank the people who make this golf show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Also brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr. Bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
And first of all, before we go any further, if you'd like to play around at Poipu, there's a 130 and a 150, and Dearborn Corporation, sounds like a lovely city in Michigan, they're having a shotgun tournament. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Of course, the Southside Men's Club is also going out today. All right, let's get right to it. First of all, the news of the world. Yes, indeed, we've got the Father-Son Challenge back in action. Arnold Palmer made the announcement today, last played in 2008. It returns in December, the 15th and the 16th. PNC Bank is the sponsor, and it'll be televised on NBC Sports. The revived Father-Son Challenge, it'll be played at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Course, Grand Lakes Resort. That's in Orlando. Will Arnold play? He's thinking about it. And he also said daughters are invited. Made me feel really good, very special. Okay, daughters get to play in the Father-Son. We have a special guest this morning. His name is Bob Bubka. He is the voice of golf, and he is the co-host of the Grill Room, and he's my friend of many years. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. It's a beautiful day in Hawaii. A little thunder shower or so thrown into the mix, but we're going to have a wonderful day. You're having a fabulous time. Look at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Tiger Woods, Charlie Wee at the lead, Jason Duffner, Graham McDowell coming up the leaderboard, tied for third, Justin Rose in the mix, Charles Howell III with Bubba Watson, Sergio Garcia, Vijay Singh. My goodness, it's great.
Sounds like an all-star cast to me.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's fun watching. Are you having a good time?
Oh, Danielle, if I'm not having a good time getting an opportunity to spend time and talk to Arnold Palmer, then it would be time for me to get out of the business.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. When you spoke with him, did he talk about the Father-Son with you?
Actually, that was just announced a couple of hours ago. He kept that a secret from us when he came in the media room last Wednesday. So he knows how to dispense the key information just to keep the excitement level up.
Tiger Woods was talking about the great work that Arnold Palmer has done and the Winnie Palmer Hospital for Women and Babies.
Well, obviously, he had tremendous influence because obviously he raised the money to build Winnie Palmer. And, that's where both of my kids were born. And Dr. Alexander did a great job. You know, we struggled with Sam. She was born preemie. And they did an absolutely incredible job of making sure she was healthy and progressed each and every day. And it was just an incredible feeling what the staff did. And we're so thankful to what Arnold's done for this tournament to because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have the opportunity to have Winnie Palmer Hospital. So all of us players are very thankful for what he's done.
It's great to see them all come out. Let's take a look back at the transitions. That was an amazing close, wasn't it? You were there for the transitions.
Yeah, absolutely. At one point, it looked like we were going to have a six-way playoff, Danielle. It finally ended up four players squaring off, and Luke Donald, on the very first playoff hole, hit a marvelous approach shot to a very difficult 18th green, knocked it inside of 6 feet. Then when the opportunity came for his birdie putt, he poured it right in the middle of the cup and came away with the title and also vaulting back up into the number one position in the world. The last time he held it for 39 weeks, we'll have to wait and see how long he holds it this time.
Was he thinking about that much, becoming number one again?
You know, he was very candid about it, Danielle, and that's a great question on your part. What Luke Donald said, you know, the first time that you get to be the number one player in the world, you kind of focus on it a little bit more. But after achieving it, like right now, if you gave the choice of winning a major or staying as number one player in the world, I mean, it's not even close. He'd take that major, and that's what his focus is right now. Justin Rose is focusing on that. Guys that have never won a major, you know, they realize with only four opportunities a year, you have to really capitalize. If somebody would have told me that Colin Montgomery would play his career without ever winning a major, I would have said, you're crazy. Matter of fact, the first one that he played in back in 1992 at Pebble Beach, they were congratulating him in the clubhouse after 72 holes because they thought he had won. And then, lo and behold, Tom Kite came from nowhere to snatch the title away from him.
It's kind of what Luke Donald did this at the transitions, right? I mean, he was not exactly at the top of the list. Nobody expected him to be the winner.
No, you're right. But that's the way he goes about his business. Doesn't make a lot of noise. Just plays excellent golf and a super, super ambassador for the game of golf. Well-mannered, great father man. I mean, a great father to his two children now. And, last year lost his dad. But he's well-grounded. The game itself couldn't be prouder to have somebody like Luke Donald as the number one player.
He's an artist. I mean, and doesn't he make fine wine, too?
Yeah, he's dabbling in wine, but he is quite an artist. I mean, he can... I've seen some of his portraits. They've gone up on auction. He has a lot of talent. So that stroke that he possesses, he not only utilizes it on the green, but he can put it to fine use on the canvas.
On the canvas, yeah. Now, I'm really sad. Ernie Els is one of my favorite people. And he, you know, the work he does because of his son with autism, and he just has this warmth about him. He'll the handshake I got from Ernie was by far the best ever. His presence is amazing. And to see him come apart at the end, I thought he was going to win. And I know
he thought he was going to win too. Thanks for telling me that about Ernie's, handshake. I'll never shake your hand again, but that's okay. Now, Ernie actually had a 4-foot putt for birdie on the 16th hole, which would have given him a 2-stroke lead and probably assured him of victory. He misses that, hits a poor tee shot on 17, but manages not to get it up and down, so he makes bogey and then misses a 4-foot putt on the last hole. To get a bogey and missed out on the playoff and really, really was hurt and depressed by what transpired there. He wants that invite to the Masters. I'm not ruling out the possibility that he's not going to get a 11th hour call from Billy Payne and the people that run the Masters asking him to come. Right now, he has to finish third. By himself or better here at the Arnold Palmer, that would get him into the top 50 and that would be enough to get an invitation, and that closes down tomorrow afternoon. So if he doesn't get into third or better here, then his last remaining chance, except for the possible invitation, would be he's going to play next week at the Shell Houston Open, and he would need a victory there.
Wow. Well, I always consider myself the jinx. So maybe I better just close my eyes and not pay any attention to him, because he was doing so well yesterday. He was like coming up the leaderboard, or on the first day I was watching him come up the leaderboard, and then he kind of settled back into a 70 and a 71, and he's there. He's tied for 18th right now, and I don't know if he teed off yet.
No, he's getting ready to momentarily, and actually, I'm going to tell him that you're not going to be watching him today, so the jinx won't be in effect, so maybe he can go lights out.
We're going to have Alex Maselli join us. Is that okay with you?
No, it's not okay with me. It's not at all okay with me, except that maybe some of your listeners can call in. Yeah. I am actively searching for recipes on how to cook crow. Because as soon as Tiger Woods wins the Masters, Alex Maselli is going to be eating crow for an entire year.
Okay. All right. Before we bring him on, it's interesting to look at. Have you been looking at the stats, Tiger's stats?
For this week?
Yeah, just in general. I mean, his strokes gained putting is, his three putt avoidance, he's tied for 154, right? His overall putting average is 129. But then you look at his total, he's number one driving. It's like he's a complete flip-flop of what he used to be. You couldn't count on Tiger's drive, but you could count on his short game.
Danielle, in all honesty, putting is probably in reality 90% mental, 10% physical. And for years, and I watched him win every one of his majors, so I know how he acted and reacted once he was on the green. He never had an inkling that he would miss a putt. And then suddenly you start missing a couple of putts. And once that element of doubt creeps in, it stays there basically forever. And putting is, without 100% confidence, putting is extremely difficult.
The other stat I was looking at is the 50 to 125 yards. Within, you know, that 50 to 125 yard range trying to get to the green, he's 149th. And that's the one that I find the most striking. I understand about the putting and the confidence, and, you know, he has been focusing on it. He said something about, I wasn't paying attention to the speed of the green. I need to focus on that more. From Thursday to Friday, he did. He was quite good in putting. But it's that short game number that I find the most disturbing.
Well, you know, you have, there's one or two ways that you look at it. If he's 121 and the 120 people that are ahead of him are absolutely fantastic in that department, okay, then he's doing pretty good at being 121. So the people that are ahead of him are just tremendous in that portion of their game. And most of them aren't long hitters. Most of them drive it in the rough and then have to hit it out, and they are luck with that shot. And if they don't execute that shot, they can't survive out here. So, you know, numbers don't tell the whole story all the time, trust me. Okay. But on these greens, Tiger is very comfortable. And then, of course, at Augusta National, he's extremely comfortable.
Extremely comfortable. Do you think he's going to win?
Oh, absolutely.
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 Okay.
You know,
take that to the bank.
Ask Alex. He'll tell you how that he doesn't even have a, according to Alex, he doesn't even have a golf game.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for him to call, and we can't go to him. So we're going to talk about, you know, you've got a great website, and I'm so glad you put it up, bobbubka.com, right? I mean, we can go there and we can learn everything about Bob, what's he been doing, where he's going, and his purple coat, the purple mink. Can't believe somebody dyed a coat purple, a mink coat purple. Where is Alex? You want to get him on the horn? We're going to take our break, and we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
On the North Shore of Kauai. Well, let's go over to the Big Island because there's a fabulous demo day going on. First of all, if you'd like to play up on the North Shore, the Hilo side, Volcano has a 10:36, 11:12, and a 11:24. And there's the demo day at Hapuna. That's on the Kohala Coast. Mauna Kea and Hapuna practice facility is where you go. Starts at 9 o'clock this morning from 9 until 3. And TaylorMade will be there. They'll also be at Barber's Point from 10 o'clock this morning until 2 o'clock this afternoon. You really need to go to demo days, find out what the latest equipment is, try it out. We're going to have Yonex on coming up in just a little bit, but first, we got to get Alex Maselli in here. He's got to defend himself because Bob Bupka says Alex is going to have to eat crow after Tiger Woods wins the Masters. What do you say, Mr. Maselli? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Wow, you know, what I'm trying to do right now is I'm right on orbit trying to get my flight to see if I can make it for that 3 o'clock.
Okay, well, I'll put you up, so all you need to do is get the flight.
Okay. You know, let me just tell you right now, of course Bupka would say stuff like that. He's not sitting in front of me like he normally is when we're doing our show. He's off on his way back to Houston, so of course he's not going to say anything, A, when I'm on the show, and B, in front of me. So, I mean, I think it's a pretty empty threat by him, quite honestly.
Really? Bob, what do you say?
Well, you know, it's going to be a major accomplishment on my part when I select Tiger, because quite honestly, over the last 9 or 10 weeks, Alex has picked a winner on the PGA Tour. I mean, it's absolutely astonishing how he can do it. And then, in a weak moment, he shared the secret. He said, Bob, I picked 19 different players on 19 different shows, and every week it seems like I get a winner.
Oh, Alex, really?
Now, you know what? That's not true, but that's okay. I mean, look, Bob has always been a one, but not let the facts get in the way of a good story. So there's no reason why we should say that should be any different on your show, Danielle, obviously.
Okay. Now, so who are you picking for the Masters?
Well, all along, I liked Rory McIlroy, and I've always liked Phil. I thought that Phil, I mean, I had said, Bob probably wants to forget about this, but I did say early on at the beginning of the West Coast, when people were questioning Mickelson, I said, I believe that Phil would win before we left the West Coast. And I was right.
Yes.
And Phil is playing this week. He was just playing okay, actually Saturday morning, your time, Saturday afternoon here, and he's like 2 or 3 under for the day, no big deal. But this is not a golf course. This really isn't his best golf course for him or his favorite. I know he's won here. But I think he's playing well. And I think he's got his game where he wants to be. I think he loves going to Augusta, just like, obviously, Tiger likes going to Augusta. The difference is that when Phil goes to Augusta over the last 5 years, he's found a way to win, where Tiger has been there the last 5 years and he has not. And I think that's the big difference.
All right. And what about Tiger's game? I mean, it seems to be coalescing.
Well, coalescing. Look, Daniel, here's the deal. He hasn't been able to put four rounds of good golf together in over 2 years. So we've seen 36 holes of decent golf. Decent golf because you have to remember, if not for a temporary fence that was put up for the 10th hole, Tiger was likely double bogeying the 10th hole, not making a par on 10, which would put him two shots back to the tied for the lead. I understand everybody gets luck. There's always luck involved. That's a lot of luck right there. I mean, the drive was really, really horrible. So my question is, does that mean that that could come up again? Can that creep into his swing every once in a while? And the answer is yes, because we've seen it happen. So I don't know what we're going to get. We've got 36 holes. I would probably reserve judgment on what we're going to see with Tiger until I see those other 36 holes.
Okay, until we see the end of this tournament and see what he pulls off, and then maybe you'll give. Now, with Phil, one writer that...
Whoa, back up. Give him what? Give him his due?
Well, maybe a little bit.
Well, Danielle, this is what I understand. This is what everybody says. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Let's say Tiger wins. We're sitting in the press conference. Is Tiger back then? Was he back before? Did he ever leave? What's the question?
No, he's bah. He's not
back.
He's not back. He's bah.
Okay, so you're saying he... Yeah, okay. See, and the question is, I mean, quite honestly, some people might ask, well, did he ever leave? I mean, clearly he wasn't playing to the level he was playing before. He wasn't winning tournaments to the level he was winning tournaments before. But was he gone? And where'd he go? I mean, still here, still playing on the PGA Tour.
He was changing his swing. Okay.
Oh.
He was changing his swing. Once again, you know, I am not going to sit around and defend Mr. Woods and what he does. I think all the swing changes to me are, well, I guess, effective for someone of his caliber athletically. He is an athletic specimen. He can pull off these swing changes. Most people couldn't do it. I think it's wasted a lot of his time as a performer in golf. I mean, yes, you can play golf for the rest of your life and you can go on the Champions Tour if he so chooses at the age of 50, but you've only got a certain window to really perform within. And I think he's wasted a lot of his time by changing his swing so often and constantly fiddling with things. I mean, leave it well enough alone. That's my thought. Now, he's completely changed. He's gone from being accurate off the tee, which blows my mind, but he can't, you know, he's like 149 when... 50 to 125 yards. He can't play the short game. You can't give up that part of the game. It's the most important. He used to be able to scramble with the best of them. And yeah, his scrambling is 12, but he just doesn't seem to have the touch that he used to have. And I don't know what that is. We'll see. I don't think, I always think things are looking good and positive, and then all of a sudden he falls apart. So under pressure, will he be able to stick with this new swing, or is he going to revert back to the old one, or is he going to find something in between, or is he going to drop his club in frustration? You know, that's the thing about him. I don't like to watch him because I get nervous. He makes me nervous watching him play. But going back to Phil Mickelson, Phil was interesting. He was playing so erratic on the, I think it was the first day. One writer said, I can't watch this anymore. I'm going to go back into the media center and tweet or write from there. Doesn't Phil make you nervous too?
Well, no, because it's the same. His deal has been the same since day one.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I think that's part. I mean, if you're, you know, it's like going to NASCAR. You know what you're going to get, right?
Yeah, that's true. Crashes.
Right. No, I mean, you are. You're
yes.
going to get a guy that's going to go around the oval 200 and something times to do well, or you're going to get somebody that crashes and burns. But the point is, he's not done badly with 30 plus wins in his career and major championships. And took him a little while to get his first major, but that didn't seem to stop it or inhibit him. So. Like even today, I mean, I'm going to say, you know, quite honestly, he goes into the Masters. He's one of the favorites. He's number, I think they got Rory 1, Vegas, they got Rory 1, Tiger 2, and Phil 3. I mean, for a guy that crashes and burns a lot, that's not bad.
No, no, I really like Phil. I like his game, and he makes me nervous only because I don't know what's going to come up. I don't know which Phil we're going to get. I thought this was interesting. Bob, maybe you can start. Tiger Woods is not eligible for the Vardon Trophy because he limped out at the when he withdrew from the event.
Yeah, and he demonstrated a tremendous amount of courage rarely seen on the PGA Tour, getting himself to the 12th hole before the pain just became so unbearable that he couldn't take it any longer. And because of that, then if you WD from a tournament, you're not eligible at all for the Vardon Trophy. But I choose to focus on the courageous nature in which he carried on against heavy odds to try and complete that round. Just physically impossible to do so, and I truly admired his courageous effort.
Alex
has a little different viewpoint.
Alex, go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, breaks in radio. I might need one after that. Oh my God, I can't believe you said that. I mean, even if you were kidding, I can't believe you said that. Let's be honest. Come on. As Charlie F., the famed instructor in Houston, Angel Cabrera's guy, said, it's not the Olympics, it's golf, Bob. I mean, come on. First of all, you're right. If you withdraw or are disqualified from an event during the year, then you are not eligible for the Vardon Trophy for obvious reasons. But the bottom line is, I guess he was so hurt that he could play two rounds of the Tavistock Cup and then come out here and play what most people would say is pretty good 36 holes. So I guess, obviously, he was so, so distraught and injured that he really needed that extra time to get himself ready for that money-making event at Tavistock and now to play here.
Okay, so I guess that's why we have the grill room. Two completely different opinions coming up, butting up against each other on a weekly basis.
Yeah, but Danielle, in all honesty, I have to be honest with you. The one thing about Alex that's consistent, he's very rarely right, but he's never in doubt.
Alex?
Mm. Absolutely. That's true. Why would you be in doubt? That's not what we're here for. You're not calling me up because I'm in doubt.
No.
I mean, I'm not Romney.
Whoa. Okay, now let me ask both of you before we go into a break. Do you think it's right that somebody who is injured, and I'm not asking whether or not you think Tiger Woods was injured so badly that he had to withdraw or not, okay? But what if you really are hurt? What if you really are hurt and you run the risk of really doing damage to yourself? Do you think it's right that you are ineligible for winning the Vardon Trophy withdraw one time?
Well, personally, I think it is right because...
Hold it. We got two guys talking at the same time. Who wants to...
Yeah, that's what happens on the show.
Okay, Maselli, you go first.
It's the Vardon Trophy. It's not that big a deal. I mean, it sounds nice and it's named after a great golfer and everything else, but come on. It's just an award. I mean, the reason they have that in place is because there are some people that maybe wouldn't be as honest as that and might just withdraw when they know that they're playing poorly, and then that means that their scoring average isn't going to be as high. I mean, it's only about scoring average.
All right, Bob?
Well, Alex is right there. I always think of Ted Williams. Nobody had batted over 400 in Major League Baseball. He was right at about 400, had a doubleheader scheduled for that day. He could have decided to sit on the bench and won the batting title hitting over 400, but much like Tiger, showed the courage to go out there, play the doubleheader, had some hits, and ended up with a 406 batting average, which still stands to this day. I think Ted Williams, Tiger Woods, a lot in common.
He's going to stick with the guns on Tiger Woods, isn't he, Maselli?
Those poor Red Sox fans had to listen to that, too.
Yeah, okay. All right, the grill room, where can we hear this, the two of you going at it on a weekly basis? I think it's on Saturday, isn't it?
Go, Alex. I gave you that memo.
See, Here's what he's going to do now. It's on SiriusXM on Saturday and Sunday, but I never remember the channel numbers.
So
that's why he pushed it to me, so that he could make me look like the fool. So it's on SiriusXM on PGA Tour Radio, XM.
There you go.
Sirius, who knows?
Yeah, PGA Tour Radio. That's what we needed to hear. That's great. I'd like to talk with Alex a little bit about On the Range. Bob Bubka, thanks so much.
Yeah, do the TV portion with him. I'm strictly radio. He's the superstar in TV. So I'll talk to you soon, Danielle.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you, Rob.
My pleasure, too.
Bye-bye. Alex, stick with us. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
So I was sitting in my office feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Rim Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation? Pacific Rim Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels, your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
We're talking with Alex Maselli. He has a show on Golf Channel that's called On the Range, and he comes onto the show to talk about things he's seeing the players using or doing on the practice range. Alex, how long have you been covering golf?
Oh, since, I guess, 95.
Wow. What's the biggest change you've seen on the practice range since then?
Well, I mean, in the old days, you didn't get, 17 different balls out there, first of all. They had one ball out there, and that was it. Then all of a sudden, I really think it might have been Nike that started making sure that they had balls out there of their own, because obviously with Tiger, he was playing a Nike ball. Eventually, first played titles, and then played a Nike ball. So I think that's one of them. I think, the instructor thing has been... It's gotten bigger and bigger. The workout thing has gotten bigger and bigger with those guys. Those guys are on the range more. The range is a little more complicated and a little more crowded than it used to be. But I don't think, at the end of the day, it's pretty similar to what it was back then. You just, I'll be honest with you, some ranges are better than others. But the bottom line is, I think the balls are the biggest thing. When you got, I think there's probably 6 or 7 different balls out there now.
Wow. Okay, what about the guys, did they care whether you go into their bag, look what they're playing with back then? It seems today they want you to know, I've got, this is my so-and-so club, because they're sponsored.
Yeah, it's not often that I get a guy saying, don't mention the fact that maybe the Freewood is not the Freewood that I got on my cap or on my bag. Everybody is. And nowadays, I think it's even more like that, because the fact is that there's so many guys that don't have real deals. Might have a driver ball deal, driver glove deal. They might have, but they got room to put clubs in their bag where they didn't in the past. So that's one thing. I think you know, equipment is so weird. There are so many guys out here trying to get a piece of equipment in somebody's bag. If you go on a putting green, there's probably 7 or 8 different guys set up with putters trying to get their putter in somebody's bag that week. And it's true with fairway woods as well. And that's always been, the fairway wood thing has always been there. Fairway woods and hybrids, it's always been there. That's always been a place where you felt like you get that product in somebody's bag, because usually they only have like a, they used to have like only 11 or a 12 club deal.
Interesting. So when you go and you watch, I mean, you provide a lot of insight during on the range in a very short amount of time. I think they should give you more time, frankly.
Well, I'll talk to my producer about that. Yeah. Today. Let's see what we can do. You know, obviously, it's a show. We've only been doing it for a couple months. So it's a show that's evolving. And like last week and a couple weeks ago, I've done 2 different segments, which we weren't doing before. But now I think what they're trying to morph more of stuff happening on the range than happens just in the studio with guys doing analysis of swings.
Yes.
You know, when I come out to a range, and this is true every week so far, I come out with a blank slate. And I just start wandering around, talking and looking and talking and looking, and then start, you know, pulling stuff together. And I would say that, as you said, I put, you know, I got X amount of times for whatever I put in there together. There's probably 3 or 4 things that I leave out every week, which is fine. But there's a lot of stuff going on out here, but you just got to spend the time. So I spend all my day Tuesday just on the range, just talking to guys, talking to instructors, talking to the equipment people, just trying to figure out what's going on. And then on Wednesday morning a little too, if I have to, you know, kind of backfill or try to confirm some stuff. That's pretty much how my Tuesdays and Wednesdays are.
For the
4 or 5 minute thing that I do, and the one part in the 1 or 2 minutes I might do with the interview. So, I mean, it takes a lot of time just to get that done.
I bet. Do they really tinker, though, on Tuesday with their equipment and their swing? Aren't they pretty solid about what they're going to do at that point?
Well, it really depends on the player. So let's take the swing, for example. A player comes here and maybe 3 or 4 weeks really hasn't done much. Jamie Lovemark, let's take him. Jamie Lovemark comes off of injury, comes out for like the first 5 weeks, doesn't make a cut. Well, when he's in Tampa and he's working with this guy, they may be making some kind of change. It could be some fault he got into when he was injured. It could be a fault that he got into while coming back. But they're going to address that. I saw Gary Woodland before Honda. He had spent some time with Brad Bax, and Bax worked with him on his putting a little. And there's going to be some adjustment there. He's not just saying it looks great. There will be some adjustment there. I mean, everything is a swing.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, on the equipment side, yeah, I mean, there'll be shaft changes. There'll be grip changes. There'll be head changes. Shafts are probably the most popular right now because there are a lot of guys who are trying to take spin off the ball. And the easiest way without really changing, you know, not changing your head at all, meaning a loft, lie and loft of the head, is to go ahead and change the shaft. And actually, you can probably do more with the shaft and fine-tune it more than you can with the head, because the head will take so much off, it'll really make a drastic change.
Wow. Interesting. Fascinating. It's so good to talk to you. You can see Alex Maselli. You can get these insights. It's Golf Channel on the Range. And if you're not home at the time of day, you can always, you know, TiVo it, DVR it, whatever you have to, and then enjoy it that evening. Thanks so much for being on the show, Alex.
Danielle, take care of yourself and save me a tea time, would you?
Yes, I will. I will. We've got tea times for you. Or like I said, I'll put you up, and you can play at Volcano today at 10:36. Poipu's got a better time. How about 1:50? You might be able to make that one. There's at McKenna on Maui at 104. The latest I got at Royal Hawaiian right now is 11:40, so get on that plane, okay?
I never played McKenna. That's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's very USGA brown is green. Because it's a dry climate, and it's hard for them, but it's a beautiful course.
All right, I'm there.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Yeah. Poi Poi.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Breaking news today from Arnold Palmer. The father-son challenge is back. Hasn't been in place since 2008. It'll be sponsored by the PNC Bank. NBC will air it, and it's December 15th and 16th. It'll be played at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Course that's at Grand Lakes Resort in Orlando. Whether or not Mr. Palmer will actually play in the event, he says, I am thinking about it. He also said daughters are welcome. Yes. Okay. for all the daughters out there, Graham McDowell shot up the leaderboard, shot a beautiful, it was almost a 62, not quite, it was a 63. He talks about the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
You know, this is always an event that I like to put in my schedule. It's a golf course. I feel like I can get it run, and you know, like I say, Mr. Palmer is our host this week. It's always has that special feel to it, and you know, finishing second here in 05, it's always had some good memories for me. And you know, my record hasn't been very good here the last few years, but still I had that belief that I knew I could always come and compete here if I got it all together. And you know, nice to be in the mix. It's going to be a pretty quality leaderboard, and nice to be in the mix going into a weekend, a great event.
It is a great event. It's great to see Tiger Woods, Charlie Wee, Jason Duffner, Graham McDowell, Charles Howell III, Chris Stroud, Justin Rose, Ernie Els coming up the leaderboard. Wouldn't that be great? Sergio Garcia, Vijay Singh, Bubba Watson, Bud Cauley. My goodness. Now, Ryo Ishikawa. Do I see him? No, I don't think he's playing this event. Will Carswell is the regional sales manager for, or is he the national sales manager for, Yonex. And Ryo Ishikawa plays the Yonex Club. It was an interesting article that I read, and they talked about the pros and cons of the Yonex. And I think it was Golf Digest. The only con that was is that it's hard to find. It's a difficult club to find. Welcome to the show, Will Carswell.
Thank you for having me, Danielle. I really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Get to learn about this club. And, you know, I was going to ask, you heard Alex Maselli on the show earlier?
I did.
Yeah. You know, what's going on with Ricky Barnes? Do you have any, when you're talking with guys, do you have any insight? I mean, the guy, you know, has been contending for last year, and this particular tournament, he just couldn't play golf really hard.
Well, I mean, my opinion on Ricky Barnes, I've always liked Ricky Barnes' game, but the one thing I think you can always count for Ricky Barnes to do is come major time, he's always on that leaderboard in the top 10, top 15. Maybe that's what the guy's looking for. I mean, again, it's my opinion, but I think come the first weekend of April, I think you'll definitely see Ricky Barnes probably be up on that leaderboard in contention.
Interesting. Maybe he's just using the rounds as a way to kind of work things out, figure things out. Maybe he's playing the Masters at the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
He might be playing something else, but who knows. But the one thing that as a golf fan, being in the golf industry, as you know, but we are all golf fans.
Right.
I mean, we've all, you know, I can think of many 6-7 years before when, you know, right when he turned pro. You wouldn't see his name many times a year, but when the major tournaments would come about, you would definitely see Ricky Barnes' name up on these leaderboards there in the top, you know, 15, 20, and he's always there. So I think you probably continue to count on that.
Interesting. Ryo Ishikawa played his first professional event in Hawaii at the Pearl Country Club. The Hawaii Pearl Open. What was that? Now, you know, we always think of somebody being an overnight sensation. That was his first professional event. Was that 5 years ago?
That was 2008 Pearl Open, I believe. Yes, it was.
It just doesn't seem possible that he's been an overnight sensation. He's been working at this.
No, definitely not. He's been working at it. You know, he won his first professional tournament at 15 on the Japan Tour against a world-class field. And that's kind of where he shot, you know, to fame. And definitely in Japan, we know how, I mean, we're a Japanese company, so I've seen it, but the Japanese fans can be very fanatical. And from there, he developed, he became a superstar literally overnight, but that was 6 years
ago. More unlimited sponsor exemptions.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's big news.
Yeah, he's earned $582,471 in the 6 events so far. Now, if he gets into the 125, next year he'll have his card.
Right, and I don't feel it's definitely very close. I mean, based on off the top of my head, I believe 125th last year was DJ Trahan. I believe that was about 668,000. So Ryo, you know, he made the cut this week at Arnie's Place, so at the Bay Hill Invitational. So I mean, I'm sure he'll pocket. Depending, he actually was 1 under today, so he's 2 under for the tournament. Two over for the tournament, but so he'll be in the money this tournament. So that'll push him over the $600,000 realm. So I definitely think, knock on wood, that we'll definitely be in the 125 for going into the next year, which, as we all know, there's a ton of changes coming up.
Yes. You know, and speaking of the money, though, you know, it goes up $150,000 every year.
Right. So, yeah, inflation, right?
It's, I don't know what it's called, but it's called really nice purses on the PGA
exactly.
Tour. Yes. And, yes, runner-up at Puerto Rico 2 weeks ago. He's, you know,
huge.
And a Masters invite, his second. Isn't this his second invite?
This is his second invite. I believe he received his first invitation back in 2009.
Yeah.
The funny thing, ironically, the Masters is ever since, I've spoken to him a few times and as I've seen in his interviews, the Masters, I think, as with a lot of golfers, that's their favorite golf tournament, you know, most revered and renowned golf tournament in the most. And I rank, you know, he had a little bit of a struggle where he was outside of the top 50 for a certain period of time. It felt like it was a lot of pressure on himself to probably try to get into that top 50 to be guaranteed for Augusta. As soon as he gets the invite, which was the week of Puerto Rico, he goes out and nearly wins the golf tournament. So I think it alleviated a lot of pressure from him because, I feel that he probably putting a lot of pressure on himself to qualify for the Masters. Youngest for a lot of things. He set a lot of world records based on age and ability, so it's pretty amazing.
You know, we were talking about the elimination of Q School, which is difficult for me because it makes so many wonderful stories of funneling basically the potential top-tier players into what is kind of like a AAA type program. We call it the Nationwide Tour, right? And you kind of work your way into the Nationwide Tour and you try to get up into the right slot so you can get that card on the PGA Tour. So the special series at the end of the season will pit the guys who didn't get their card, keep their guaranteed playing privileges, not their
right.
The 124, 125.
So 126 through 200 on the PGA, and the top 75 from the nationwide tour will be pit into a three tournament kind of playoff for the 50 remaining cards.
So that they can then play on the PGA Tour. And the question, will there be any type of Q school?
There will be Q school. I think Tim Pinchem, again, that's totally speculation on my end, totally, you know, again, not speculation, but opinion. It's definitely
most
my
people
opinion.
Are, yes.
Uh-huh. right, exactly. But I think the PGA Tour has done a lot of research, and they realize that the statistically, the guys who have the Q school grad, and, you know, with Q school, you can get into a guy who gets hot for six rounds and qualifies, gets his con. Next thing you know, the next year, he's right back at Q school again. So mm-hmm. I think in terms of the nationwide tour, very similar to the, like you mentioned, you used the comparison of minor league baseball. You get on the travels of being a professional, and you kind of, and I think it's more beneficial to the player himself for a longer career.
Yes.
But, you know, as golf, the industry, the sport, the governing bodies, we resist and we hate change. And I think Q school's been in play for 50 years, and I think a lot of people are just resisting the change. But in my opinion, I think it's a good thing for golf.
Okay, the Cinderella story will be English coming, using those sponsor exemptions to make so much money that they automatically get their card.
And we won't see the Q school great stories, as you mentioned, of the storylines of the James Huzz of the world, the Ricky Fowler, the Dustin Johnsons. People forget those guys went straight from college to Q school to PGA Tour and win on their first year.
Yeah, except for Ricky.
So those are the,
Ricky
right,
hasn't won
Ricky,
yet.
Right. Except for Ricky, right. Forget.
Ricky hasn't won yet. That's the weird thing. Let's get to Yonex, because I think it's fascinating that this company, by the way, what does Yonex mean?
Well, Yonex, the company, people don't realize how old the company is. The company started in 1947, and our founder was Mr. Minoru Yoneyama. And we started in the fishing industry. I'll give you the Cliff's Notes version, fishing nets and things of that nature. Uh-huh. So as we started marketing the company into sports, I believe it was in the late 60s, early 70s, Mr. Yoneyama realized to be a global company, Yoneyama Limited as a company name would not be too marketable. So he changed the name to Yonex. But the origin of Yonex is it is the last name of our founder.
Got it. And then we've got, you do badminton and tennis?
We're number one in the world in badminton. I mean, people in the U.S. especially look at badminton as more of a backyard barbecue sport, but it's a tremendous sport. We're number one in the world in badminton. Market share is just significantly, I mean, it's almost like unheard of. Tennis, we have some of the top players in the world playing our equipment now. Actually, golf comparison, Rory McIlroy's girlfriend, Caroline Wozniacki, which is the number two player in the world, is a Yonex player. So we had Rory hitting the Yonex tennis racket a couple of weeks ago at Madison Square Garden.
Cool.
And then we're becoming more of a global sports company. And obviously in the golf segment and sector, you know, with our brand ambassador, Ryo Ishikawa, the global buzz and awareness now is increasing for us.
Yonex. I don't know this, but it's been said that the company spent $1 million developing the driver that he uses.
Well, I think a lot of us at Yonex, I don't want to say we laughed at that, but I think the R&D that went into that, I mean, I think people misconstrue it. The driver he was gaming in that particular season was not a $1 million driver. time he hit it, if it broke, that would be a lot of theft possibly. But I think the R&D that went into the specifics of that model, which was really designed, it came from his demand for maximum distance. And he was, again, like a Cliff's Notes story, he came to R&D guys and said, you know, I've played for my first year a few tournaments internationally, and my game is suited for the Japan Tour, I realize I need more distance. I need this for to play internationally. So when he made that demand to Yonex, Yonex in turn funneled a significant amount of R&D dollars to accommodating his demand or his request. I mean, I think that's kind of where it went.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about the clubs, which, by the way, the Type 380, the driver, the smallest,
yes, ma'am,
the smallest head in the business. Well, everybody else is going larger. Yonex is not. And we'll talk about why right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
So I was sitting in my office feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Rim Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation? Pacific Rim Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels, your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. We're talking with Will Carswell. He is the regional. Are you the national or the regional?
The national.
National. Okay. You know, I wouldn't want to make you the regional. You're the national of Yonex. And Ryo Ishikawa plays for his first tour victory. He went out, of course, attempting to be to win. Came in second. His best tour victory, or best finish, I should say, at Puerto Rico Sunday, March 11th. Finished second. And he was using the E-Zone driver type 380. And you were telling
me that's correct.
It's a very small head. What's good about that?
Well, it's definitely designed for the better player. But what we've looked at, you know, with the advent of technology and the head sizes of golf clubs, specifically drivers in this case, as increasing in terms of size, the better player has really, very similar to what they say in basketball, the lost start of mid-range jump shot, so to say. As technology has made these driver heads so large, the better player, there's been a lost art of workability and feel, so to say.
Ah.
So with the larger heads, they typically, we've lost some workability, lost some feel to gain the distance. So with the better players going smaller, what we feel, we're going back to that classic, the classic pear-shaped look, which you don't really see any longer, but also the more workability, more feel, ultra-low spin, at look, I compare it to a 67 Shelby Mustang with 2012 technology incorporated in the golf club. So that's how I kind of explain it to a lot of the guys out that are looking for more workability, more feel, but have no problem getting the distance.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the club. It's definitely designed for the better player. One of the smallest heads on the market, and it's doing really well for us.
That's great. Okay, that's very good. Now, you also have Bumi Lee.
Bumi Lee, that is correct.
She plays on the Japan Tour, right? And she's the Yokohama Tire Golf Tournament, PRGR Ladies Cup. She won that on Sunday, March 11th. And she was using the driver-type 450. Tell us about that E-Zone one. Yes.
Now, the 450 is getting closer to, you know, the larger, more forgiving head, higher launching. That's definitely what the 450 is designed for, more forgiveness and higher launching and a little bit easier to hit. And as you mentioned, Bomi Lee, she is pretty much playing 13 clubs, all clubs except the putter, and she's exclusively using Yonex graphite shafts in her golf clubs, from irons, wedges, through driver. So, which is a very big big deal for us. So that we almost had a double dip on March 11th, because as you mentioned earlier, Ishikawa went into the clubhouse tied for the lead in Puerto Rico. Bomi Lee took home the victory that weekend. So we really almost had a double dip in terms of victorious win that weekend.
Pretty special.
It was very close, I tell you. And in addition to the 450, we also have the Type 420 driver, which is still more designed for the mid to low handicap player who really wants a little bit more forgiveness than the 380, and a little lower launch than the 450.
Okay.
A little bit more neutral weighted, neutral bias. So it's, again, still designed for the mid to low handicap player that wants more forgiveness than the 380, but a little lower launch and more playability and performance than the 450.
All right. You've gotten really good reviews from some of the, like, Golf Digest, Golf Magazine. In the Fairway Woods, I think you were voted Golf Digest Hot List 2012 Silver. And this is Fairway Woods, and the technical stuff that they wrote, which, of course, goes right over my head. The club features a carbon crown on a stainless steel body to achieve a lower CG. You're going to have to explain that to me. For launching the ball higher, the construction of the sole reduces the area that makes contact with the ground by 30% versus the previous models. The variable thickness face helps optimize off-center hits. Some of that makes sense. I don't understand that part.
Well, CG is center of gravity, yeah. and the golf club that you're talking about that achieved 2012 Hot List Silver was the E-Zone SD Fairway Wood, which SD stands for straight drive. That's an umbrella of technologies that there's an umbrella of sub-technologies that come under the SD technologies, but essentially we make driver, iron, hybrid, and fairway in the SD. Now, the SD is made for maximum forgiveness. So to answer your question about CG, that's center of gravity. And one of our proprietary technologies that we incorporate in the entire E-Zone is what we call core center of gravity, which is also known as CCG. So essentially, from a marketing standpoint, every manufacturer in golf has always said you're going to get the lowest, deepest center of gravity possible for maximum forgiveness. And that's kind of been one of the most overused phrases in golf in the last few years. But if we all think about it as golfers, most of us are playing larger 450, 460 cc heads. The sweet spot is actually high on the face. So if we really have a lower, deeper center of gravity, every manufacturer claims, then the CG or the sweet spot would actually be lower on the club face.
Yes,
so more of a marketing statement than it's more of a marketing statement than actually reality. So we've done with the CCG technology is we've lowered the center of gravity on the in the club directly in the center of the face. So what that allows us to do now is expand the overall hitting area and the sweet spot area, make a more forgiving golf club. And that's incorporated not only in the drivers, but in this case, in the fairway wood. And that's one of the reasons why it achieved such great reviews and was given Hot List, awarded Hot List silver status.
Yes. Okay. So, in other words, the center of gravity, though lower, it is also expanded out across the club face. So that
correct.
You
exactly.
So that when you hit it, not at the center of the club face, which would have been the sweet spot, you can find a sweet spot a little bit. That's why when I close my show and I say, may you hit the sweet spot every time, it's more you're more likely to do it today than you were 30 years ago.
Oh, definitely. The days of 30 handicaps playing VIP blades in the 60s, because that's unfortunately the only thing they could find, are over, right?
Yes, exactly. All right. So for the low handicapper had this to say about your fairway woods. It sounds almost like, and I really need it to sound good, okay? To me, the sound on a club,
Well, it's, sound is an extension of feel.
Yes,
I truly do feel.
It is. It sounds almost like persimmon in a good way. There's no high-pitched sound. It has a feeling of heft at impact. It's kind of like closing the door of a really good car. you know?
Right, exactly. And I think a lot of that means, I think, first of all, in terms of sound, which is, again, acoustic, you're in radio, so this is, you're a lot more of an expert as I am. But it is an extension of feel. I mean, you have to like the sound of something that you're driving, that you're hitting, that you're doing, that you're listening in terms of music, that you marry. You have to make sure your wife or your husband has a nice voice. You don't want to be with them forever and, you know, have that weird voice that might get under your skin. So, I mean, I think from every aspect of life, sound is important. And for Yonex golf clubs, particularly woods and hybrids and drivers and what have you, we incorporate graphite in the crown of every wood in our line. Graphite is our bread and butter material. A lot of people might remember Yonex from the early 90s when we made completely graphite-headed wood. So that provides, in addition to giving us the ability to optimize the location of the center of gravity and things like that, it also changes the acoustics of the sound at impact. Just imagine if it was all metal, it'd be more of a high pitch.
Yes. Yes.
With the graphite, it kind of makes it more of a muted sound. And I think that is an acquired sound. Some people like the really loud, high-pitched metal sound. Some people do not. But that's for us, that's kind of where the acoustics of a Yonex would go. And really the feeling of Hef, I really think that's more of, I think, as a marketer, power is a more impactful term with that feeling of Hef. I feel like more effortless at impact, because this golf club it really does get the ball going.
The middle handicapper said, no matter what swing I put on it, the club produced a nice high shot. The distance was exceptional and the ball didn't balloon. The negative statement basically was that they can't find the club.
Right. I mean, and from a salesman standpoint, that's like bad on my end, because that's my job. But overall performance, evaluating the product, I mean, if the only negative is I can't find the golf club anywhere, that shows that to us, that tells us that we really have really made a great golf club.
Yeah.
And we're trying our best, our darndest to improve the distribution, and that is actually happening now. So you can expect in 2012 and beyond to definitely have the Yonex line as an easier find for most players.
Let's bring in Craig Sasada, Director of Golf at Poipu. Welcome, Craig.
Morning, Danielle.
Good morning. I've discovered Yonex when I went to the Hawaii Pro Open. They were at the demo day, and of course, Ryo Ishikawa uses 13 of his clubs are Yonex clubs. So I thought we should find out more about this club. And if you have any questions that you'd like to ask, please feel free to just chime in here. There was also the Yonex E-Zone SD irons were tested from Golf Magazine, their club test 2012. And in the category Max Game Improvement Irons, or Max Game - Improvement Irons, they looked at they tested the 5 through pitching wedge with Nano Speed 200 graphite shaft.
Correct.
And the tester said one of the top-rated clubs in its class. High marks across all categories. It was great. Pros, the playability, even the long irons are easy to elevate. Predominant flight is high. Straight without ballooning, another ballooning mention. Clean leading edge and sole work very well out of rough. That's really good. In fact, the only negative thing in here was the bold red shaft turned off some of the testers. Can you change the color?
Well, unfortunately not. We do not have a Photoshop program that can definitely do that to the cosmetics of the shaft. But again, Danielle, that again goes down to what I was saying earlier of the product is the SD product line for a mid to high handicap player. It's a phenomenal performing product. And as you just mentioned, I mean, directional misses are basically non-existent. So what that says, the SD technologies of straighter drive, straighter, superior distance type performance is definitely working there. And again, the only con is cosmetics of the shaft, that tells us it's a very good product. And then the other con they did mention is the graphite shaft may have been too whippy, but as we all know, some guys are not. They're not a graphite shaft swinging iron player. So to counter that, we do have a steel shaft option. and I don't believe they tested it in this test, but there are steel shaft, which is the Nippon 950, which is an ultralight steel shaft. So there are steel shaft options.
Excellent.
So we can accommodate the graphite shaft players as well as the steel shaft players.
Do you have any questions, Craig?
Oh, no, I'm just glad that people are always trying to improve their product, you know, especially to help the mid to high handicappers, because that's actually our core base of golfers.
Exactly, exactly. Will Carswell, national, sales manager, excuse me, my brain just went for a minute, Yonex, and I'm so excited to learn all about your product and talk with you. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much for being on the show.
No. Thank you, Danielle, and we really do appreciate the support, and all the best to you in the future, and I really do look forward to working with you in the future. Hopefully we'll have a lot more products, and hopefully maybe one day you'll have me on just to talk about Rio's win or two.
Oh, yes, absolutely, and you know, I just found your card, so now I can say Will Carswell, National Sales Manager. Yonex. It's about time I found it, don't you think? Thanks so much for being
here. I think so. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. And we'll be back right after this with Craig Sasada, Director of Golf at Poipu. I want to talk about Tiger Woods and Michelle Wee. And I'd like to play around a playing lesson with you, Craig.
Sure.
Yeah, that would be very cool to come to Kauai and just play Poipu with you. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. We're talking with Craig Sasada this morning. He's the director of golf at Poipu, where you can play at 1:30 or 1:50. And the Dearborn Corporation is having a shotgun today. Southside Men's Club, they're out having a great time, as usual, at Poipu Bay. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Hey, Craig, it is so good to have you on the show with Tiger Woods playing so well.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy that, especially after that 65 yesterday.
Yeah.
That was good to see.
Yeah. It was funny when he said, you know, I wasn't really paying enough attention to my putting in the first round, and I wasn't going to let that happen again. Well, it's about time.
But I think what happened was he actually drove the ball really well. So I was looking at his stats, and he improved on the first day. So probably playing from the fairway. Help him hit the ball a lot closer to the hole.
Oh, it's interesting. Well, his stats are amazing with his driving accuracy. It's like, just as I was saying at the beginning of the show, it's like a reverse where he would always be somewhere, you know, in somebody else's fairway or in some woodsy, and then he would do these miraculous recovery shots and then putt from just about anywhere he wanted to. Now he can drive, but he can't seem to get the short game down. And now maybe things are coming together. We'll see
what
happens.
Just in time.
Just in time for the Masters?
That's right.
Yes.
Just in time.
Just in time for the Masters. So, we're just going to have to leave it like that so that, you know, I always feel like if I talk too much about somebody, if I get my hopes up too much, because frankly, for the good of the game, it would be great for Tiger Woods to win, whether you like him or not.
Imagine the amount of people would be watching the Masters if Tiger were to win this event.
I know.
You know, take the week off and anticipation of him playing.
Yeah.
I think it'd be phenomenal.
It would be. It would be phenomenal. The question is, one of the probably most understated stories that came out, the National Golf Foundation, this just I think yesterday, there was a little article, a little blurb. It was 157 golf courses closed last year in 2011. Mm. Nine opened.
Nine opened.
That certainly is a, yeah, the fact that some opened, are you surprised?
Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, that's a huge number of closing.
Well, for sure. I mean, it's been happening the last couple, 3 years already, so.
This is the largest number in the last few years where the trend has been in closing. And I wonder, is it, it's, you know how they say about, you know, you shrink, there's the lean years and it kind of cuts away the fat and then you come back stronger. You know, so were these golf courses that maybe were, you know, the fat and that we're going to come back stronger? The question I always wonder is, we put so much, there's so much money in professional golf. There's so much attention paid to professional golf and the players and their game. And, you know, it doesn't translate into the industry making any money unless you and I are playing.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, you know, in relation to the golf courses, you know, obviously we're always looking for people to play. And, you know, people are finding other activities right now, you know, that they can do it as a family more so, where it's not as expensive. I guess our part to this would have to be to make it more of a family affair, which the PGA of America is definitely trying to do. So to incorporate, you know, the brothers, sisters, their children, the mother, father, and they can go out and play. So I think that's a very good concept where, you know, they all can bond together. Plus, it doesn't cost them an arm and a leg to go out there and have an activity in the sunshine.
Yeah, it's kind of appropriate that Arnold Palmer announced that the father-son challenge is back on this year. In December, it'll be played in Florida, and it'll be broadcast on NBC, and daughters can be inserted if there's a daughters.
Yeah,
father-daughters are welcome.
Oh, some of them are a lot better than the boys.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of daughters, Michelle Wee, graduate, Stanford, you know, and she missed the cut, yeah. But I think so much, I mean, she went to Stanford. She got her degree at Stanford. Yo,
awesome in itself.
Yes, you know, and I read this really great article written by a lady who's way up in Scotland, and it was in Global Golf Post, and there's another wonderful piece in Golf World about Michelle. And in the article that I read specifically from Scotland, Michelle says that she is now embarking on her career. This, like other graduates in her class, are going into their profession. She will now be in hers.
I honestly think she'll get better. I mean, this wasn't a good indicator, obviously, after this, her first two rounds of this tournament being played now. But, you know, it's a routine. You know, they have to get a routine going, their practice routine, whatever she does in the morning, like a lot of these other tour players do. 8 o'clock, eat breakfast, 9 o'clock, go to the golf course, hit balls for X amount of hours, short game, X amount of hours, whatever it takes. But, you know, eventually, I think when she gets into this, you know, her game's going to come back.
Into the rhythm. I agree with you. If she feels as committed as she did when she was a youngster, when she would practice 7 hours on the weekend, you know, I mean, she did, or 6 hours after school, that the results come. But to have that commitment level, that's the question. How hard are you willing to work to get the results. And we'll see. You know, she worked hard at Stanford. She got her degree. Now she's embarking on a career. She says she wants to be number one. She says she wants to take on Yanni Sen. She says there's only room for one number one. She said that, you know, so that's, I know, you know, words are what they are, and we'll see what comes of it, and we'll see what happens. Speaking of playing, though, I'd love, you know, I went to the Mackay course, and I got to play around there with Tom Freestone. Now,
Tom.
Yeah, you know Tom.
Oh, very nice gentleman.
Isn't he a nice, yeah, he's a nice young man, and got a game on him. Now, to me, that was a very comfortable way to play. I played the Prince course many years ago the same way, where you've got somebody who really has that drive off the tee, you know, so that you're not fumbling along trying to, you know, keep up with everybody and you're holding back the pace of play. And so, you know, I said, listen, let me just play the short game, you know, you drive and I'll play from there. Seriously, I like that. No pressure on me. I love the short game. I love to putt. So we had fun. And then he said, well, let's try a drive. And I'm like, yeah. So the first couple of times it didn't work well because I did exactly what I always did. And then he figured out what was wrong with me. What was wrong with me? So I haven't been able to practice what's wrong with me very much. So I'd still like to do, I think I should go around the islands and start at Poipu, play with you. I'll play from wherever your drive ends. And it's fun. And then we don't hold up the pace of play.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Just let me know what day you want to do it.
Cool. Excellent. And now, how do you keep things moving along at your golf course?
You mean in regards to our play?
Yeah.
We have a marshal. You know, every day we have a marshal that comes out that, you know, works for us here. And he does keep up, you know, keep the pace going. We have certain parameters. We have a GPS on our cart that will let you know if you're out of place. Or, you know, and we'll send messages out there on our cart. But basically, we have a kind of easygoing pace out there. We're not trying to get you around in 3.5 hours.
Oh, good. So I can play as I can take 5 hours like the pros
well,
do?
No, we don't want 5 hours, but we don't expect anyone to play 3.5 hours, which, you know, a lot of people can play faster. But, you know, it's a comfortable pace, you know, because obviously we are a resort golf course. And, you know, you have all kinds of players from, obviously, scratch players to novices. So we welcome all, and we want to keep the pace as comfortable as possible for everyone.
Yeah, and if you are in a group where somebody is playing a bit faster, there's no shame in letting somebody go play through. You know, just go ahead, because you want to stay at your pace. They want to stay at theirs. You can relax a few minutes. They can go ahead, and everybody's happy. It works. What would you do, Craig, to get the pace of play going on the professional tours, though?
You know, with the professional tours, and the part that really gets me, they're playing in twosomes now on the last day, and they still take over 4 hours to play golf.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it sounds pretty weird when, you know, everybody, their concept of golf now, everybody wants to play 4 hours or less, but, you know, I think the tour is pretty hard to play in 3.5 hours, because number one, TV, that's how they make their money, plus the sponsors. If you played in 3.5 hours, that wouldn't work, I think, on any professional tour. And I think that has partly to do with it, but, you know, they just gotta, if they want to make it quicker, they could enforce time limits, and instead of maybe squeeze down the time.
Squeeze down the time, yeah.
Instead of what they have now.
Yeah, putting them on the clock. You know, right. Some of them are on the clock. In fact, I can't remember the name of the player right now, and I really don't want to single him out, but he was put on the clock last week, and I think it actually improved his game. So sometimes...
Yeah, that's correct. So, you know, Ben Crane used to be on the clock a lot, but now he's actually picked up the speed.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't make the cut, though, this week. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with Ben or, you know, a lot of players. Anthony Kim, look at Anthony. He's all of a sudden in contention. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, it's good to see him playing well.
Yeah.
He's been on a little hiatus there.
Yeah, his hiatus. We don't know what he was doing, but but whatever it was, he was having fun.
Yeah.
A friend of mine wrote a great column called, it was about golf cart etiquette. And it was about speeding and what have you, and how to, I don't think a lot of people know golf cart etiquette. You know, they get in a golf cart and they feel like they're doing go-karts. And I'll have to do that one day again. But before we're running out of time, and it always happens talking with you. It's so much fun. The belly putter, the anchored putter, what do you think of that?
Well, I mean, the person still needs to stroke the golf ball with the putter. If it helps the person, I mean, I know you hear them on TV saying, some commentators were saying, I mean, that's too easy. It's almost like cheating. Well, if that was the case, they'd make every single putt. And every single person would be using a belly putter. But that's not the case. You know, it still takes some form of skill.
Yeah.
To go use that belly putter.
Yeah. They're still, so, you watch them miss putts, right?
That's right. So.
Yeah. Some gal who designs putters told me that actually the anchored putter is another aspect to go wrong. Instead of having two arms, you know, it just adds another element. I'm going to have Dr. V on the show again so we can talk about it. She talked to me in physics, and it made complete sense when she said it, but I can't for the life of me explain it the way she explained it. You know, when you hear somebody tell you something, you go, yes, that makes sense. And then you try to recreate the conversation. No, it doesn't work. But there was an added element, and it makes sense to me. There's another angle. When if your chest moves, it's going to throw the putt off because you're anchoring it against your chest or your belly, whatever, you know. You breathe wrong, something happens, it's going to knock the putt in the wrong direction.
Well, and to be honest, I think it even matters on your physiology. I mean, nothing against a heavy set person, but you don't see too many heavy people using a belly putter.
No.
It's harder. And if you see the people that are using the belly putter, they're more trim or, you know, what have you, but. So next time, people should take notice and see who uses a belly putter. Because it's harder to use if you're a heavy-set person.
If you have a belly?
Yeah, that's why it's kind of a misnomer. It sounds weird, don't it? But if you look at it next time, check it out on tour.
I'll do
see
that.
Who uses the belly putter.
I'll do that. Yeah, I got to get a tip from you. It's been windy. It's been windy. Playing into the wind. Today we were talking about clubs, and you know, some of them are high trajectories, other have a lower trajectory. What do you do into the wind to keep
without even trying too hard, without changing your swing at all, basically a person would need to do is just move the ball maybe a couple inches back in their stand, take whatever the club wind is, one or two club wind, let's say it's a two club wind. Take two clubs more, choke down on that club, maybe an inch, and swing normally. The flight of the ball would naturally go lower without you even trying to do anything. So unless you're really trying to hit along the ground or something, but that's all you need to do. You'll create less spin, thus the ball won't float up in the air as quickly.
Okay, that makes sense. Now tell me what a one-club wind is. How fast is or how strong is the wind blowing?
The way I look at it, it's anywhere between 7 to 10 miles an hour would be a one-club wind, and you figure it out from there.
Oh, cool. 7 to 10. So if it's it's blowing 25, that's a two-club wind.
Yeah, it's at least a two-club wind.
At least.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I have to choke down on the club a little bit, put the ball back on my stance, and just a regular swing.
Just swing normally. Yeah.
You're brilliant. See? Craig Sasada, thanks so much for being on the show. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. We get to talk about all kinds of stuff.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. And I'd like to thank the people who make the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr., bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship, the Heiau, Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem, Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal. Hey, when you need a new roof, plumbing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, yes, they do it all. Commercial kitchen, custom stainless steel counters. Alakai Mechanical, continuing the tradition of excellence in the islands. Star Protection for property threat, risk assessment for protection for your home, your business, your concert, your special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii here and in California. And Dr. Melanie Tantazera, True Vision Center and Medical Beauty Treatments. The Golf Club, you can find us online, radiogolfclub.com. You can listen to the show at any time. Just click on the listen button. You'll find the show archived there. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.